أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأنه قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا، وحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that those people who consume interest, who deal with interest, they will not get up on the day of Qiyamah, but like a mad person, a person who has been affected by jinn, jadu, or a mad person. And that was because they told that innamal bay'u mithlu riba, that business is just like interest. Actually, the kuffar, they had this, the original was innamal riba mithlu bay'. That interest, they said, is like business. In other words, they lived on interest, and huge, huge amounts of interest they used to consume. And not only interest, today governments, the banks control the amount of interest. But this interest was uncontrollable. They would take up to 100% interest. They would take great, great amounts of interest. So they regarded, they made the basis that interest is the main thing, and that business is a subsidiary. It follows interest. Interest is the main income they used to take. And business was like a sideline. Allah Ta'ala changed it and told, innamal bay'u mithlu riba, that the original is business. And this, they are saying that it is like interest. In this way they told that interest and business is the same, that in both you get some money. Interest also you get money, and business you do, you make a profit also you get money. And this was a complete wrong comparison. It was like a person says, my wife is a woman, and my mother is also a woman. So then why is my wife halal for me to have relationships with her, and my mother is haram? I can't have relationships with my mother. So both are women, but they are completely different. And from both you can benefit. You can satisfy your lust. But the one is halal and you get sawab for that. And the other one is haram and you'll get the worst guna for that. In the same way, a person says a dog is an animal and a goat is also an animal. So when a goat is permissible to eat, then a dog must also be permissible because it's also an animal. But the world knows that to consume dog, swine, etc., all the haram animals, is not permissible at all. And what Allah has made in all this, the basic thing is not our logic, that through interest also you make money, you get money. And through business also you get money, so both are the same. It isn't like that at all. It is that we see the difference clearly. And besides that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, everything belongs to Him. He is the Creator. Everything is fully belonging to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is the sole legislator. Allah alone makes the laws also. Even if there wasn't this logical explanation, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ. Allah has made business halal. وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. And Allah has made interest haram. So even if there wasn't this logical, tangible explanation, but Allah is the sole legislator, لَا يُسْأَلُ أَمَّا يَفْعَلُ. Nobody can question Allah Ta'ala, وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. All people, all creation will be questioned by Allah, but nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. He is the sole authority, the sole legislator. So there is a great difference between the two. And these people who live by interest, and by that, as we explained, it makes the heart hard. And then a person has got no feeling for the poor, for the needy, for those people. He's got no compassion in his heart. So that person and his life is just to make money, in the lazy way of collecting interest only. And when he does that, then he is wrapped in this concern of ease of just making money through the lazy way of interest. And because of that, he will rise up on the day of Qiyamah wrapped in that same concern of ease. And that will show out on the day of Qiyamah that he will be raised like a mad person. Now, all those who consume and live by interest, they will be raised by on the day of Qiyamah like mad people. According to Shariat, business is that you there is a barter, there is a change. You have a piece of cloth which you are selling. In return, you are taking money. Two different things. The two things are different. You take the one and you give the other. That is what is business. You bought a material for 1 rand and you sell it for 2 rand. That is your profit. You are selling it for that money. You sell it for 2 rand, you sell it for 10 rand, whatever you want to. And the customer and the seller, buyer and seller are happy of that transaction. Then that is, Allah gives barakat in that business. So that is permissible. Interest is, you give somebody money and he says, I'll pay you after a month. I will charge you 10% interest, whatever amount, 20%. So you are now giving it in exchange of time. Time is not tangible. Time is not something that you have in your hands. So you can't give that money and in return you are taking more money. You gave 10 rand and you want 15 rand back at the end of the month. And that is the 30 days, the 1 month is for what you are taking, that is taking so long to pay you. So that is not permissible at all. The both sides must be commodities. That is a business transaction. And on the one side, where there isn't this, where you are just taking interest, and it is like for nothing. You gave 1 rand and you are taking 2 rand back. The 1 rand you are taking back for the 1 rand you gave. And the other rand you are taking because you gave him time. He took 1 month to pay you. He took 6 months to pay you. So that extra is for the time. And time is no tangible commodity. So that is totally impermissible. Anyway, there are great details the Fuqaha have explained of the difference between business and of interest. Basically, we all know what is business and we all know what is interest. Allah Ta'ala has made business halal, and when done in the correct way, the reward of it is also very great. At-tajiru as-saduq ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin. A true businessman and honest businessman who does business according to the laws of Shariat, he will be with the Anbiya, with the Shuhada, with the Siddiqeen. Very high position he will be. So for business, there are great rewards. And Allah has put great barakat also in business. Two things we should keep in mind that we should try and endeavor in, and that is business and farming. In those two things, Allah has put great barakah. And what we should avoid are all the professions and getting degrees, etc. In Malaysia, with a discussion with somebody, they told that don't make the mistake we made in Malaysia, that we went for university degrees and we became professionals. And the business area became empty and the Chinese came and they overtook the business. And a country is run not by the politicians, but by the business people. They pull the lines, they call the shots. What the business say, the parliament only acts according to what business people make them do. They don't, they just legislate, but what the business people tell them. The business people pull all the shots. So he said that we made this big mistake and the Chinese took over and they took over our country. In name, it's still our country, just like Saudi. In name, it's still the Arab people's country. But in essence, it's an American colony. It is governed and ruled by America, and they are not ruling there. So the same way as we do, the businessman, he controls the country. The farmer feeds the nation. If we get engaged in those two things, great barakat and goodness in there. And when we go into other things like professions, etc., we are just slaves of their way. They will always lead us by the nose, whether it is medicine, whether it's engineering, whether it's accountancy, they will be always our leaders. We will follow them, and we will be always like dogs on a leash, controlled by them. We won't have our own say at all. So anyway, business is very mubarak and very good. The prophets also are good. There is a lot of, and a businessman, Allah makes his heart also soft. And he is the one who spends mostly, it is the businessman who will spend on good causes. And Islam always spread by the businessman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself did business. Hazrat Khadija, he worked for her, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was a businesswoman. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a very big businessman. And through them, until today, if we study the history of the Muslims of South Africa, the Indian Muslims, also it was the businessman who established Islam, maintained Islam and spread Islam. Not so much the ulama, it was the business people who established Islam here in this country and throughout the world and all along in the annals of history. So business is a very mubarak thing. And on the other hand, interest is totally haram. And we should avoid that completely. May Allah give us proper understanding and let us understand our deen and see everything Allah has put in for us in our deen. We should follow our deen properly. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.